Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has fed Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
You are not in the cloud. Just lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice. Just lift your voice and pray. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. Let us shevarada kato shebrade shenis. Ora baba bo shabrade da 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 bo shada da 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 shatada da. Zodolomo shatada bakapa hato shene me kabalwa tenis. Ira bashiga da bashida bana bashita la bala ba. Ora baba bashiko ora basata la bahatene. Lo shene me hetene mo kabaladesh. Father, le mo sebra di kate mazunda da da mo shada da 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 da. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, we commit this moment and this time into your hands. We ask, oh God, for the anointing to share your word. We pray for power. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for setting the minds of men free. We pray for the peace of God to govern the hearts and the minds of men. We pray that, Lord, you will anoint me to make meaning by your word. Even in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. Let's take our seats.
Mama Yantinase.
Okay, so we've been dealing with moving forward by power. And we have a lot of powerful things to talk about.
America Cranny, Asama Yeshe, and he said, when I'm to me, so I pim a co and him, Nansimbi Brewa Honome was say, Yeka.
All right, so this morning, I want to talk about, I've started a series on how to generate spiritual power. Is that not it? And then I gave a point, which is being born again. It all starts from being born again. You cannot have the spiritual power of the Holy Ghost or divine power from God without you being born again. That is something that must be understood. The reason why you have to be born again, okay, is because the power of the Holy Spirit is what must take hold of the believer to possess spiritual power.
Adekunti e wose wunya awofofro ene se enam onkronkoni tumin so ene wose efa ogidi ni no mum asana wenya honhom tumi.
And the Holy Ghost power or the Holy Spirit cannot dwell in an unbeliever.
Na onkronkon tumi entina owiasini emu.
No matter whatever you do.
Efa woni ni awobeye.
Good morals is not qualification for the Holy Spirit to indwell you.
Abrabopa anase niye pa eno enchwese esense oba abrabopa anase owo suba
pe. There is only one qualification for the Holy Spirit to indwell a person.
Adie ba ko pe ena enam so a ema onkronkon tina obi mu.
That you will be born again.
Se ubenya wo fufro.
Now until there is an indwelling of the Holy Ghost.
Ko si se onkronkon no betina wo mu no.
The power of God that is birthed out of the infilling of the Holy Spirit will not come to you. When we talk about, I explain to you that there are two ways the Holy Spirit deals with us, to indwell us and to infill us.
When the
Holy Spirit indwells you, he indwells you to work in you. The Bible says it is he that works in us both to will and to do according to his good pleasure.
But
when the Holy Ghost comes upon you as and to fill you up, he comes to fill you up with capacities and abilities to express God's nature, God's power. to the world.
To
be able to heal the sick, it doesn't come from the indwelling. It is by the infilling.
To
cast out devils, to raise the dead, to be able to pass your exams by supernatural intelligence, to be able to preach powerfully, to be able to do the work of God, it is by the infilling. And these are all manifestations of power. God has answers for everything. God, He has answers for everything. God, my marriage is suffering. He has an answer for it. And it is birthed out of power, the power of God. What is the power? The ability to cause changes. I continue to define it as the ability to cause changes by the organization and the influences of the available forces.
So there
can be a force which must be controlled by certain power. You cannot cause a change in this life without power. I'm telling you, no matter how much you dream in this life, nothing happens by itself. Everything is cause and effect. If you want to see a glorious life, it's because you caused it. If you don't do anything, you have done something not to succeed. So not doing anything is also something you are doing. So you cannot say that I didn't do anything. No, not doing anything, it is the surest way of failing. So if you want to fail, don't do anything. It is a type of doing. So knowing that if I don't do anything, I've done something and the results will be failing, then I will do something and the results will be a success that I expect. Whatever you expect, you can cause it to be in view. It is birth out of power. If we would have a very successful ministry, a very powerful ministry, whatever ministry we just want to have, okay, a ministry that sits over 2,000, 3,000, it is an intentional thing. We have to be intentional. You must know the way to it. Engage it powerfully. Be consistent with it, and you will see the result. It's as simple as that.
Say
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So I want to talk to you about setting up for spiritual power. Because look, when I talk about setting up, I mean preparing the environment, or preparing yourself, or preparing to receive spiritual power. Now, when I finish, then I will come back to generating the power. We are going to travel through this, and I'm going to teach on how to generate financial power, generate economic power. I mean, we will touch all these things. And then you will see that. Let's look at our scripture in Isaiah. First scripture, let's start from Isaiah 55, the verse number 1-3. He said, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. He that had no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfy not? He said, hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." Verse 3 says that, "Incline your ear unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." Now, there is something you have to understand. There is a price for everything that has value. The function of a value is the price.
So
sometimes it is okay for you to go after a woman. I want to marry you, and the woman is not really giving a straight answer. Why? Because you value and you keep pursuing it. Keep pursuing her, pursuing her. There is always a value for something, a price for something valuable.
So they be open say who worry or baby now would in a chi now so on shed and maw and mwaye be a di and what so beba now would talk so a dinechi abribiano a boa ewa honme was say with yama dia a sombo.
When it comes to power,
say but to me,
there is a price to pay. There is what you have to do. There is what must be in place.
For
one to be ready to receive that power. It doesn't happen automatic. The Bible said, God told the Israelites, he said, come and buy. Come to buy means come and exchange something valuable for the value. They say, pay a price for it. Do something to have it. Didn't you read it in the book of John? In the gospel, where the Bible talks, I think Matthew 25, where the Bible talks about the seven foolish virgins. Matthew 25, the verse number 13. Let's check the verse number 13. He said, go to them that sell and buy for yourself. Let's check verse 9. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be no enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. Now, I like this statement so much because nobody can buy for you. Nobody can pay the price of power for you to inherit the power. So you go and buy for yourself. Spiritual power is a manifestation of a price that you have paid through disciplines.
And no aye a brabo a bobby a wetia bra wonam atinya
so fail to walk in power, be ready that there'll be molestation.
So 19 will to me more and then ya crado say ye better.
By the time you realize Satan will have power to touch your children, to touch your marriage, to touch your finance, to touch your life, to touch your health. He will touch your mind. He will touch you. He will destroy you. The devil will molest you. But this morning I pronounce that the end of every molestation has come in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So we must have power. We must have power.
And we're seeing
to read it. Jesus said, I will give you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions. Then he said, oh, and over all the power of the enemy. So it means that this life, Satan has power. And we need power to tread upon that power. So you don't have a choice to sit without power. If only you want to win in this life, you can never choose any other thing. You must have that power. Say, I have that power.
I have that power.
I take that power.
I take that power.
I possess that power.
I possess that power.
I pray for you that you will receive more of spiritual power. Because in life, how much you are able to conquer is a suggestion to the power you possess.
It sounds like
now the two cars in my house. I realize that there is one when I begin to move. It moves like an aeroplane. So I started studying about it. Like the way it moves. And then they said that one has 300 horsepower. It produces 300 horsepower.
The
300,000 horsepower. I was like, wow. You understand 300,000? It's like putting 300,000 horses
together,
and you are telling them they should pull one thing.
That is, so when you hear, anytime you hear horsepower, you say, oh, what is the horsepower? You say, it is two horsepower. It is like putting two horses to pull that particular thing. So the engine is producing the energy of 3,000 or 300 horses. Pulling it. Then you get to a certain place. When I get there, one of them can just go. I don't care about whether it is slippery or I just go. But when I'm driving this one, I have to look for. Then you realize that there are differences in what? Horsepower. The power that is available to you will determine the obstacles you will overcome. May God give you an increased order of power.
Amen.
I don't like this amen. I say, may God give you an increased order of power.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes. So we need to go for it. Say, I'll go for it.
I will go for it.
You can't do otherwise. Dominion is impossible without power. Dominion is impossible without power.
So this, I want to me.
When you read John 7, the verse number 37, 39, say, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. But this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should have. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So the Holy Spirit is, you see, how much of the Holy Spirit you can have will determine the spiritual horsepower you carry. The strength of the hydroelectric power available to this country is based on the current of the Volta River.
And your man who are then to do on my awano, then you know, Egina, Volta River, no, ne do do a so.
So when the Volta River increase in volume, it puts pressure on the turbines, and then it propels it faster, and it generates a lot of electricity. But when it reduces, then you realize that they have to close some of the turbines, and then you just have some small electricity power being available. The ones we use are the preserved ones. The ones they have are saved in batteries and whatever means they have saved it, and then they release it over that time for us. So you need to generate more of the Holy Ghost power.
More.
Because you must flow like the current of a river. Flow like the current of a river. Now, if you block a flowing river, it is only with time. It is only with time. It will be patient with you. You've blocked it. It will be patient with you. All that it is waiting for is to increase in volume. It will increase in volume, and by the time you realize, it will break the wall, and then it keeps going.
So we see in Sutini Anu Kwaya Nia Wohini Naya Butre. It says, "Emribi Beba Ebeye Dodo." Now, say, "Nia Do Sope Ebechiya Faso."
When we're building this altar, and we filled it. He said we have to water it. So we connected pipe
holes.
And we left it here. And the
test
was just watering, watering, watering. And when we got here, I intentionally went to put it at the back there, and it filled the water. Filled it. And before we could say jack, the blocks there has shifted a little. And then Chief Washer came to me and he said, Papa, yendumna, it should be buno. I said, oh, expand it.
Expand it.
What else? So the Bible says that if the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you'll be filled. Now, consistent infilling. Consistent infilling brings you to a place we call the fullness of the Spirit. The Bible says that it is of his fullness we have received grace for grace. As a believer, hear me. Hear me and hear me well. As a believer, no second person or third person can benefit from the anointing upon your life until it has come to its fullness. Do you understand what I'm saying here? No other person can benefit until you have come to your fullness. The only time you become effective in the body of Christ is when you have come to your fullness. Any single drop of the Holy Ghost adding on to your fullness causes what we call overflow. And in the overflow, now external people, external environment now begins to benefit from what is inside. That is why you cannot be filled with the Holy Ghost one time. You must be filled today, tomorrow, every day. You must always, all the time, be filled. That is when you can be relevant. Now, you know something? You cannot even preach the gospel properly
without
an infilling. I'm not lying to you. You cannot. You will be afraid. I say you will be afraid. Peter was afraid until, do you know, Peter had the Holy Ghost in him before the infilling came. Before Jesus left, he released the spirit upon them and he sent them. So he was carrying the Holy Ghost. But when the day of Pentecost came and the Holy Ghost came upon him and then overflowed, this same Peter, who a little girl said that, "You are part of Jesus." He said, "I don't know him." He was afraid to say he was part of Jesus. He was afraid to call the name of the Lord. This time around, when the infilling to overflow came, he himself came out and said, "The same Jesus which you crucified." He now started declaring about the same Jesus. Listen to me very careful. Your effectiveness, your power is connected to the infilling of the Holy Ghost and the overflow of him, as long as you are concerned.
Now,
beloved, dominion is impossible without power. What did I say? Dominion is impossible without power. And as a believer, dominion is our birthright. Dominion is the birthright of the believer. The devil dare not know which should stand in front of you warning you. They will be, when the witch stands in front to talk, he must be careful. You must not stay in a house with a witch and be afraid. He must be afraid. There should never be a situation that should get you overwhelmed. The situation must be overwhelmed. Because what has never been seen before is not on this earth. What has never been seen before is with the Lord. The Bible says the secret things, it belongs to God. But the things which are revealed, they are for you and I and our children. So what overwhelms us is not what we have seen. What overwhelms is what has never been seen. And we are carriers of the God that possesses the secrets. So a witch must be overwhelmed by the things we are able to do than you being overwhelmed by what a witch can do. Are you following? Yes. But why have we become subjects? Submitted to the authority and the power of the molestations of the devil. Because we are not manifesting power. And I said, dominion is the lifestyle of the believer. What it also means is that it is your life. If it is your life, then it means that life of power of the believer is actually possible by the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, you can never live that life of power. And how mighty and powerful you can be depends on how much of the Holy Ghost you have. Can we have the Holy Ghost in measure? Yes. When you read the book of Ezekiel, he said, that, and I measured, and the water had come to knee level. He said he measured again, it had come to waist level. The water was a symbol of the Holy Ghost. Then he said, I measured again, and now it has come to a point where I cannot swim across. The Holy Ghost can be released in measure. In measure. Now, you are only wise. Listen to me very careful. One thing you must understand. I have never taken the communion from the Catholic Church before, but it has been explained to me. I don't know how many of you have taken the communion from the Catholic altar before. Okay, fine. It has been explained to me that when you put it in your mouth, it melts in a certain way, and then it gets vanished. Anyway, that is how the Holy Spirit behaves in our life. Do you know that the Word of God is not different from the Holy Ghost? Whenever you read the Word and a revelation is done on you, your meditation upon it is like putting a communion in your mouth. Now it melts, it cannot be found in your mouth again, but it has become part of you. He said the Word was like fire in my bones. The Word was like fire in my bones. The Word became flesh. What it means is that if I feed on the Word, I and the Word will become one. You cannot separate me from the Word. The Word has power to become wisdom. So when I sit with the Word, you will realize that my wisdom will be growing. What is happening is called mental empowerment. So a matter comes up and you sit back and you begin to analyze it and you begin to solve it, and it looks so strange to people and they don't understand. How is he able to do this? They don't know that something else has taken hold of your mind. The Bible said we have. What do we have? To have is to possess. He said we have the mind of Christ. How did we become? Did we have the mind of Christ? I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Then he said that be ye not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do I renew my mind? By possessing the mind of Jesus. What is the mind of Jesus? Your ways are not my ways. Why? Because your thoughts are not my thoughts. He said, my word is like rain. When I send it, he said, it doesn't return to me. It performed that which I send it. So what it means is that the thoughts of God are the word of God. If I read the word of God, I think like God. If I can think like God, then my mind has become like God. So you possess mental power, wisdom power, as you fellowship with the word. And know ye not, the Bible says, the Lord is the Spirit. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. It became flesh. It dwelt among them. What it means is that Jesus is the Word. And the Bible is also saying that this same Jesus, he is the Holy Spirit. For Jesus to be the Word and to be the Holy Spirit means that when I take the Word, So as I'm reading the Word, you see, the way to transmit the Holy Spirit into you, one of them is to study the Word. Yeah. Ezekiel 2, the verse number 2. Look at what he said. But before then, let's start from Revelation 1, the verse number 3. He said, blessed is any man. Revelation 1, verse 3. He said, blessed is he that readeth. And they that hear the words of this prophecy. So reading the word and listening to messages, the Bible says, you are blessed. I thought you would shout amen.
Amen.
This is what about. So as I'm preaching right now to you, I am communicating a blessing to you right now. Why? Ezekiel 2, the verse number 2. The reason why you are blessed, Ezekiel 2, verse number 2 says, and the Spirit did what? Oh, come on, let me hear you. The Spirit did what?
Entered into me.
When he did what?
He spoke
unto me. So the word came, and it was not just sound, it was spirit. It was not just sound, it was spirit. And it entered into me. Beloved, anytime you hear the word of God, Jesus is releasing the Spirit into you. As I'm preaching right now, Jesus is releasing the Spirit into you. Jesus is releasing the Spirit unto you. The Bible said that whilst Paul was preaching, the Spirit fell on them. So listening to messages, listening to preaching, being in church, I am exposing myself to more of the infilling. You can never overflow until there is consistent feeling. Stop talking about history. Those days, the way we used to pray. Stop talking about history. Why are you not having new testimonies? It's because there is no new feeling. If there is a new feeling, there will be a new manifestation. Say, Father,
I desire
for a new feeling.
Fill
me, Lord. Until I overflow. In the name of Jesus. Can you put your hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If we are not empowered, we die as victims. We die as victims. If you are not empowered, we die as what? Victim. Power is the only language Satan and his family understands. Power.
They
don't understand the other thing. The devil doesn't understand negotiation table.
Let's
come to the negotiation table. Negotiate for what?
Anytime
there is negotiation, there is a compromise. There must be a compromise. This is why Israel doesn't want to go to negotiation with Gaza.
With Hamas.
Because if they go for negotiation, they must compromise their vision. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Say, I will not go for negotiation.
I will not go for negotiation.
Come on, say, I will not go for negotiation.
I will not go for negotiation.
Don't negotiate your body for money. Don't negotiate, and if it's nobody is there, so I need a fees. Pastor, I need a fees. Every negotiation comes with compromise. Most of times, listen to me very careful. It is only the enemy that knows the value of what you are compromising. Why would Hamas demand that, stop, let's do the ceasefire, and then we can talk about to Israel. What is ceasefire? It is common stop shooting. Stop shooting us. Ceasefire is common substituting us. So that now we can see and then we talk. Hamas knows what it means for Israel to stop shooting. It is only Hamas. Israel may not have thought about
Hamas
it.
For the good but say Israel,
you dare not trust your partner in negotiation.
Yeah.
It's just ceasefire. It's not just. He knows what you do with it. He knows just say, I will not die a victim.
I will not die a victim.
No, I didn't hear you. Say, I will not die a victim.
I will not die a victim.
Psalm 66, the verse number 3.
And you says,
how terrible art thou in thy works? Then he said, through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Satan submit only to power. Satan submits only to power. When your power is dried up, you submit to the molestation of death. and degradation.
Se tu mi wo hoy.
Whoever has the greater power has the greater charge. Has the greater influence. If you fail with greater power, now you become a subject. Beloved, don't live life the way you are living it. Don't live life the way you are living it. Go for power. And I told you from the beginning that it is not God that determines who must be powerful. It is you that determines how powerful you want to be. T.L. Osborne was in India.
Not T.L. Osborne, it was India.
Having missionary work with the wife and the family. And the church was just where two or three are gathered. And they were getting disturbed. He's the one that plays the guitar. One day he went to church like, I've come and I'm getting angry. And he told the church people, I won't come again.
Why?
He doesn't understand. What is the meaning of this? If God cannot be attractive to you, then he's not attractive to me. The God that is attractive to me is the God that must be attractive to you. He packed his things and left India.
And came back to America.
When he came to America, they gave him another small church to pastor. And he said he's still not satisfied. So one day he locked himself in the vestry of the church. And told the wife, go home. Until I see this power. Now he started craving for the power. Then Jesus walked into the room where he was. Told him, today I release for you what you are looking for. And then everything changed. Now T.L. Osborne was not pastoring churches, so he was pastoring the world. There is no great pastor in this world who has never been a son of T.L. Osborne. Mention their name, and I'll show you. If you don't have power, look, you can have greater influence. Number one, how do I set up for spiritual power? Desperation. You must be desperate. To see his power, there has to be desperation.
I was saying, when he embraced and sent away to me, and when he to me,
desperation is birthed out of dissatisfaction. You see, can you imagine knowing what is good for you and yet not having it? You must have it, but I might not get. You must be desperate.
I will say when you pray.
You should not be comfortable. You should not be comfortable. When a woman is pregnant, the last trimester. One of the things that happens to them is desperation. Their desire to see their baby. How much they wish they bring for the baby, see the baby, and then they become free. That alone is enough motivation for them to push. At least I have been to the labor ward more than 5 times. More than 5 times. As much as I can remember. And one of the languages I hear there from the lips of the nurses is that, that alone has a certain desperation, it brings you a motivation to push. If you are not desperate for power, you will not pay the price. It is desperation to see Europe that causes people to cross the Sahara Desert. Desperation. Listen, if it is not painful, it is not gainful. If it is not painful, it is not price enough.
It is not price enough.
If it is not painful, it is not price enough. If it is not painful, then it is not gainful. Why? Because quantifying the value of a thing is how much price I paid for it. Do you know that there are certain stones more beautiful than gold? There are stones which are more beautiful than gold. But why is gold having a price? How to get it is painful. Why is petrol expensive than LPG gas? Because how to refine it is painful. It is not painful, then it is not gainful. It is not price enough. Pastor, my marriage is not working. You have not paid enough. Pastor, my life is not seeing progress. You have not paid enough. Why is it that we alone, we couldn't cast out this devil? We have prayed from morning to evening. Jesus said, you have not paid price enough. Are you ready to pay the price?
Why a crowd will say we be
tiabuono? Are you ready to pay price?
Why a crowd will say we be tiabuono?
Are you here? You have gone home. I said, are you ready to pay price?
Why a crowd will say we be
tiabuono? Beloved, it's as simple as the faithfulness of God. As long as the earth remains. He said, whatever you pay, you will reap. Whatever you sow, you will reap. As long as the earth.
Listen,
it is only in heaven that things are done already. On earth here, you do it and you see it. Yes. There must be a price factor.
It was desperate.
Hey. People don't visit mediums for nothing, though. People don't kill their mothers and their fathers for money for nothing. They are desperate to be rich. What they call a lady? I said, why are you following this man? I saw on his status following some man of God. And I knew he was not correct. I said, why? He said, daddy. Since I came here, I don't have any Christian brother that visits me. I feel too lonely. Sometimes I can get so frustrated. And these people show me so much love. I said, why is your husband? He said, daddy, I don't want to talk about that. I was like, what is happening? You could see she's so desperate for life and excitement of life. When you see somebody going through certain situation, be careful to how you judge. Because whatever compels people, if it compels you, you will burn to ashes. But they have survived it. Yesterday, I heard the story of a married lady
who
has three children with her husband. The husband is in Dubai.
And
she has gone for a boyfriend, a barbering guy. She is pregnant. For the guy. Now she's asking what she should do. If you were the person, what would you tell her? Use it for tea and drink. What should you do? I asked him, what should you do?
Fire tea.
Fire tea. No. Fire tea. Fire
tea.
Now, who? You see, so we ask, why do you do that? Then she started talking. Sweetheart, the result, is it worth your price? That's the question you have to ask. The price you are paying, the result it will bring you, is it worth it? Is it okay for you to pay that price? You have to ask yourself that question. Be desperate to see that torment end. Be desperate to see that dry Christian life over. Be desperate to see that lack of church growth over. Be desperate. If you are not desperate, you don't ask questions. You don't find a way. Listen to me. There are certain doors in the spirit. They never open. They only respond to desperation. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, the verse number 7. He said, ask. There are certain things they respond to our asking. Others respond to our seeking. But I'm telling you, there are others. Our depression that forces us to bash the door. That is when it opens unto us. I have realized. Look, we have been in, we have, at least I've had the opportunity to be in a class before. Gone to GSS, gone to SS, and then other universities and all
this.
I am telling you, listen to me, there were a lot of classmates, when they stand up to talk, you see that this guy is a foolish boy.
When
we write
this
up, you see this guy, he's not correct. But I can tell you today, we see those people and we say, Charlie, what's up? Charlie, what are they open? Oh, with the trust, what's up? These guys are commanding wealth now.
Yes, so, and
why? Because at the point, they got desperate to make it in this life. Therefore, they have success. More than the first class students. Most at times, first class students don't become anything in society. They only become fine managers. Managers
first class
of
one.
That guy that was not doing well. The company number 30 happened. That first class student, not quite manager. Fine manager. Fine manager to that radical CEO. Why? The whole thing is about desperation. Are you desperate enough for change? I'm asking you, are you desperate enough for change? Look. My mechanic told me something. I said, why is this car behaving like that? Say, I'll be desperate.
I will be desperate.
Oh, come on, say, I'll be desperate.
I will be desperate.
It is not wrong, oh. It is the way up. It is the reason to leave the former. It is the reason. What did I say? It is the reason to leave the former. Be desperate.
When you marry.
I said, be what?
Desperate.
Desperate. We say we don't like this church group. Do we like it?
No.
Do we like it?
No.
Oh, yeah, I was shaking your head. You're not desperate. I said, do we like this church group?
No.
Yeah, I don't like it. That is why I get off. No church in this town is my model. No. No. I don't look at anybody. The vision is inside here. I keep focusing on it. What the Lord showed me. I keep focusing on it. What I saw, I keep focusing on it. If I focus on any, this is okay because we have passed many. I'm desperate to see 2,000. I'm desperate to see 4 service. I'm desperate. I want to see it.
Jesus.
Never cast your pearl. The Bible says that they will trample on it and attack you. What I mean is that don't give your precious things to people who do not value it. Your precious time. Spend time with people who don't know them. The value of your vision. Bring them on board. No! They will trample on it. And the Bible says after they will attack you. Am I teaching well?
Yes, sir.
I want you to be desperate in this life. Psalm 63, verse number 1 to 2. He said, oh God, thou art my God. He said, early will I seek thee. He said, my soul will thirst for thee. Watch it very careful. My soul will thirst for thee. Then he said, my flesh will long for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and the glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. To see power, it is birthed out of desperation. If you are desperate, you will rise early. If you are desperate, your soul will be engaged. If you are desperate, your flesh will also be engaged. We will see it. Don't tell us, I'm working, I'm doing the thing, and you're not seeing it. We will see it. Every desperate person, you see the action of the soul, and you see the manifestation of the flesh. The flesh, there's a demand on the flesh. He said, my flesh longs. My flesh will long for sleep. My flesh will long for rest. My flesh will long for excitement. My flesh will long for outing. It doesn't have all this time. Why? Because I have to sacrifice it. Why? I'm desperate for something.
Hey,
the desperation of a pregnant woman is not the same as a woman who is not pregnant. A woman who is not pregnant can wear any hair. But when a woman is desperately carrying a baby, it affects even her walking. She was the 2002 model for Miss Ghana. But look at how she's walking. To turn inside to say, "Ya mami, oko sweja, if you fum no oba." Just like everything will change. Your flesh will long. Sometimes things don't look so beautiful around you. But of course, a man at the workshop may not look nice. But when he finish and he's getting rewards, then you see how beautiful and how nice that person is. Get desperate for power. That's point one. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe. You can share with your friends. Take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag us at KMC Worldwide. For more information, visit kmcworldwide.org. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.